Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Let me hear the worshipers.
You're listening to the radio broadcast of the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 720 Millrace Road, Boise, Louisiana, Pastor Joseph W. Franklin. Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m., worship and the word at 11 a.m., and on third Sunday, the Lord's Supper is observed. Wednesday night, prayer meeting Bible study at 6 p.m., and at 7 p.m., choir rehearsal. You can visit us on the web at www.mounttriumphmbc.com. God bless you.
chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. We made it all the way to chapter 10. Amen. Just want to lift up the first four verses. Lord, we'll work our way through Luke. Amen. Chapter 10. I know somebody said, well, I wonder when Pastor gonna change his subject. When the Lord tells me to. These things, verse 1 says, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, the harvest truly is great or plentiful.
Yes, sir.
But we have a problem, Houston. You got to pray about it. God then is encouraging them to build them up and to strengthen them. We ought to be about it. Amen.
Yes.
We've been given this mandate. Matter of fact, the theme comes right out of Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, verse 10, when Jesus says here, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Many of us, we are coming on Sunday mornings, we are singing Zion songs, we are preaching from the pulpit, and yet in our cities, and in our nation, and in our state, in our parish, people are dying and on their way to hell. And it seems like it does not move us anyway. Help me, somebody. The church is the only agency that God has promised to bless when it goes out to do what God has called us to do. We can't put it on the government. It's not the government's job to evangelize. We can't put it on city government, parish government, statewide government. We've got to depend on and trust in what God has said to us to grow his church and to grow his people.
Yeah. Amen.
We talked about it last Sunday, a few Sundays ago, about the journey to Jerusalem and how Jesus was rejected by the Samaritans, who had their own religious reasoning for rejecting the Son of Man, the Savior of the world. And even in their rejection, the Bible says that James and John wanted to call fire down on them. He said, no, that you don't know what spirit you are. I didn't come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And the Bible said they went on to another village. They went on to another city. If you go and share the gospel, that's our responsibility. And people don't want to hear you and reject the message, you go on somewhere else. And so here it is. We must make evangelism the priority. We must make evangelism first of what God would have us to do. We'll see the master's call here that we have to have, Mount Triumph, a sense of nowness. And if nowness is not a word in your dictionary, Brother Mike, I call it in the field. We need to have a sense of nowness that people need to be saved right now. Why is it? I'm glad you asked. You've seen that commercial lately. You know that commercial? about their eternal salvation. And the question comes to mind to every one of us, where will I spend eternity?
Amen. Amen.
You need to answer that question. You need to know for certainty and for surety that if you don't wake up in the morning, like the old folks say, everything will be all right. Can I tell you, the only way it will be all right is that you make Jesus Christ Lord and Savior of your life. Or like the rich man in hell, you'll live the going on to see here. First of all, I got 3 points. Notice the master's call to the 70. Because it says after these things, after he had been rejected by the Samaritans, after he had been rejected by the world, those people who came up with an excuse, Lord, you know, I'll follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said, you know what? The foxes have holes. And the birds have the air, they have nests, but the Son of Man has no air, which means that you're going to have to make some self-denial choice. You're going to have to sacrifice sometimes. You may have to suffer sometimes. You need to know what you're really getting into. Yeah, some people will only follow Jesus momentarily because we have that king-making Jesus for our Messiah, the one who's only going to bless us, bless us, bless us. But what it really calls for is our commitment and our discipleship to him. I know we live in a world where things are all around us and we are concerned about what we're going to eat and what we're going to drink and where we're going to go to work and how we're going to have it. Yes, those things have its own place, but your priority ought to be is where, when I close my eyes, will I be, like Paul says, absent from this life? Is to be present with the Lord. No, no, many of us are saved and we're sure for heaven already, but you ought not stop right there. Jesus had called the 12 apostles and he had appointed them and set them apart and chosen them, but here are the 70 of these followers of Jesus. There is no mention, Sister Rosenthal, about their names. We do know the names of the 12. But nobody said anything about the names of the 70. Matter of fact, when we read, we don't even hear about them again. We only hear those apostles. But the word here that Jesus himself chose and appointed the 70. Can I tell you that unless Jesus appoints you, it is Jesus who does the summonings? I wish I had a witness here. God needs us to understand that we have an urgency here with the gospel. And after Jesus' resurrection and before his ascension, he even made it a priority for his disciples. He said, I need you to wait in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And then you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and the uttermost parts of the world. I know we don't hear too much about discipleship and evangelism much now because the church has fallen into a felt need mode. Okay. I wish I had a witness. We are preaching about your felt needs and what you need and my stuff and me, mine, and mine. We've gone into a blessing only, but we have no responsibility for the believer. But I come to tell us, to wake us and to shake us this morning, that you and I do have a responsibility to share the gospel. verse 2, he said, then he said to them, after he called them, he gave them their mission. Because he says to them, the harvest truly is plentiful all. He healed. charge you, don't stop praying. God still hears and he answers prayers. Oh, we know it well. He may not come when we want him. Somebody in here can testify that he's always right on time. You know anybody? You know the commercial said, got milk? I want to challenge you, sir, this morning. Do you have bread?
When you get home, we got 2 minutes.
pews, sitting on cushion pews, rusting out. And then we say, Lord, I wish I could have would've. When somebody we know that don't know Jesus, and the Lord puts him on our hearts, we need to go tell them about Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to the Radio Outreach Ministry of the Mount Triumph Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Joseph W. Franklin. Come and see us at 720 Millrace Road, Boise, Louisiana, 71409. Visit us again on the web at www.mounttriumphmbc.com. God bless you.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Get ready, get ready.